Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment, the one we're in? I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within and around us? Allowing ourselves to be moved, to be inspired, to be filled with gratitude for the mystery and the beauty of this universe and of this life. I myself got to work on a film called Contact, and I got to spend quite a bit of time with the cosmologist Carl Sagan. I also got to spend time with Stephen Hawking. And in my time spent with them, I came away just saying, wow, for me, God's backyard is so much bigger than I thought. So, believer or not, this story, Wonder, does remind us how many times that we fear the dark, only to find that once we enter it, there's not something to fear on the other side. There's something to be in awe of, something quite magical. Like when we were kids, it was easy. Think about it. Every ladybug was a source of amazement. Every flavor of ice cream was a cause for joy. But somehow, as we get older, we lose touch with that childlike fascination. I like to sometimes call that we grow up to learn worse. But tonight, I hope to send you off to peaceful dreams with that very thing in mind. So let your eyes close and your breath fall soft and slow as we begin our story, which just might rekindle that sense of wonder. It was the rattle of an antique telescope that caught her attention on that quiet autumn night. Zoe sat up in bed and looked around her room. A soothing breeze drifted in through an inch of open window, rustling the curtains and weaving through a collection of drawings pinned to the wall. Starlight cast a soft glow across the room, giving faint detail to the shapes of a comforting place. A troop of stuffed animals piled in the corner, organized from big at the bottom to tiny at the top. Stock of prized possessions sat on Zoe's shelves. Dinosaur figurines, picture books, and a papier-mâché giraffe. Purple thumbtacks held some of her finest drawings on the wall. Green birds, blue bears, and red fish. Cardboard models of the planets hung from the ceiling, from Mercury to Neptune, and even Pluto for good measure. She knew they weren't to scale, but such were the limits of a 7-year-old's bedroom. In the bed next to Zoe's, her big sister Andrea had dozed off and was sleeping soundly. Then Zoe heard it again, that curious rattling, and it sounded like it was coming from outside. So she wrapped herself in a fuzzy blanket and grabbed a hold of her favorite stuffed animal, Snug the dinosaur, who was baby blue with green spikes, wide eyes, and a friendly smile. She snuck into the hall and padded down the stairs, her blanket draping behind, Snug the dinosaur bumping atop the steps. So he slipped out the back door and onto the cozy wooden deck. She wasn't sure how, but the breeze felt warm and cool all at the same time. A field of brilliant stars swept across the sky like a canopy of lights. They suspended above, so large and luminous that Zoe almost felt as if she could reach out and touch them. She stared out across the small circular lake. Starlight glimmered on the rippling water, and delicate waves lapped up against the rocky shore. A thick wall of trees wrapped around the perimeter, leaves gliding down from their branches in a tranquil procession. Across the lake, faint light shone from a scattering of cottages nestled along the shoreline, each sending a long reflection quivering upon the surface of the water. A gentle gust of wind picked up, and Zoe was enchanted by the collective rustling of a billion leaves, like a beautiful, rousing whisper. And as the wind subsided, the leaves settled to stillness in the trees and on the ground, like an orchestral harmony fading to silence. All Zoe could hear was the calming wash of the waves curling up on the rocks, the drift of the breeze coasting through the trees, and the occasional call of a loon echoing across the lake. It was so quiet, so peaceful, and felt as if time had paused and this single marvelous moment was stretching on forever. A narrow wooden dock extended into the lake, and in the darkness, it appeared to hover a few feet above the water. Standing at the end of the dock, peering into an eyepiece of an antique telescope, was Grandpa. A tussle of grayish-white hair banded atop his head, reading glasses enfolded in his pocket, and a stack of books sat by his side. He rifled open a book, shone his flashlight on a portion of page, discovered something of note, and returned to the telescope to reinspect the cosmos. And then, as Grandpa looked into the eyepiece, a smile uncoiled upon his face, like the grin of Galileo himself. Zoe climbed onto a bench that hung from two chains attached to the sturdy archway, and she cuddled up with Snug the dinosaur. She reached her leg down and prodded the floor, easing the bench into motion. As it rocked back and forth, she lay back and cast her sights to the stars. Grandpa noticed Zoe on the deck, so he left his post to come say hello. "Well, if it isn't my two favorite people," he said with a smile, joining Zoe and Snug on the bench. Grandpa pushed his heel down against the floor and gave the bench a nice heave. He and Zoe leaned back together, rocking back and forth, gazing up at the heavens. "What are we looking for?" Zoe asked. "Venus," Grandpa replied, pointing skyward to a bright object. "And a meteor shower is starting any minute." As their eyes wandered the constellations, Zoe explained that sometimes her mind would start racing and wouldn't stop. She would worry about stuff that might happen, things that are crummy or bad or scary or sad. "My love," said Grandpa, "stuff that might happen in the future can't happen now, because we're in the present, not the future. And the trick is to focus on what's happening in this instant. There's so much taking place all around us in this very moment. So much that's amazing and wondrous and wonderful." "Like what?" Zoe asked. "Well, let me see," Grandpa said, staring off the stars. And just then, a dash of light streaked across the sky, a line of white sailing amid the stars. But just like that, it faded to nothing, like an ephemeral pinstroke disappearing as soon as imprinted. Zoe settled in under the blanket, a hint of anticipation stirring in her chest. Another meteor appeared, and then another, and then two tiny ones paired together. They arrived with different intensities, some short and faint, others long and bright. They voyaged in the same direction, crossing from upper right to lower left. But they danced at different heights, some higher in the sky, some lower toward the horizon. Zoe and Grandpa watched as the spectacle ensued. Delighted by this rare display of atmospheric fireworks, sometimes a few moments of idleness would pass, and then a series of two or three meteors would appear, a flurry of fragments soaring across the sky, fleeting and silent. In this moment, Grandpa continued, our planet is passing through a trail of debris left behind by a comet long ago. And as those pieces of icy rock get swept up into our atmosphere, they light up, sending a tail of glowing hot air streaking behind before crumbling to dust. Right now, miraculous things are transpiring up there, on faraway worlds and in distant galaxies. The greatest mountain in the solar system rises from the surface of Mars, peaking 16 miles high. An ocean of liquid metallic hydrogen churns under a haze of gases on Jupiter. Millions of comets roam the far reaches of the solar system, leaving trails of icy dust on their enduring journeys. In this moment, the light from the bright star just overhead, called Sirius, is reaching Earth after traveling at 186,000 miles per second across 8 light years of space. So the light you're seeing now, that twinkling glimmer in the sky, left the star before you were born. Just imagine how far that starlight traveled just for you to see it. As we swing on this bench, we're perched on a planet, rotating on its axis while orbiting a star at the center of a solar system. And that entire system is itself orbiting a galaxy at a speed of hundreds of thousands of miles per hour. So in a sense, right here, right now, we're galactic travelers on this vessel we call Earth. Our sun is circling the galaxy with 200 billion other stars, all bound together by gravity in a vast spiral disk, like a stellar city. And our galaxy is just one among billions in the universe, like a single flake in a cosmic snowfall. They are everywhere our telescopes can see, strewn across space and arranged into giant groupings of galaxies. So in this moment, you are sitting on Earth in the Milky Way galaxy, in a community of galaxies that has the lovely name of Laniakea. So as we relax on this November night, a beautiful balance of things are happening, events unfolding at every reach and depth of this planet. All at once, it is both autumn and spring, day and night, dawn and dusk. Clouds are converging and clearing, storms looming and dispersing, temperatures heating and cooling, tides rising and falling. Rainbows are reaching over canyons, jet streams flowing over mountains. In New Zealand, misty clouds are gathering over beaches of black sand. Off the coast of Portugal, waves rising as high as hills are rolling calmly toward the shore. In Venezuela, a gentle flow of water is cascading down a breathtaking waterfall called Angel Falls, the highest in the world. That's happening right now as we sit here. Everywhere on this earth, water is freezing into ice, melting into liquid, and heating into vapor. It is swirling in lakes, swelling in oceans, and evaporating into skies. It is gathering into clouds, raining down onto hills and fields, dripping down from leafy trees, trickling into streams, flowing down rivers, seeping into aquifers, and bubbling up from springs. In this moment in time, there are millions of species sharing this world with us. A harmony of living things dwelling at every mountain peak and ocean floor. Somewhere out there, a falcon is gliding at vaulting heights, a starfish wading at intertidal depths, a butterfly is emerging from a cocoon, a lemur swaying from a branch, a lynx is padding down a hill, a moose is wading in the marsh, a flamboyance of flamingos is lounging in a lagoon, a kaleidoscope of butterflies fluttering in a field, a school of angelfish is roaming tropical shallows, a colony of penguins huddling on Antarctic ice floes, a pride of lions is lazing in Saharan grass, a pod of dolphins playing in Pacific waves. In the waters off the Western Cape, humpback whales are wandering in murky serenity, sweeping and rolling, wise and graceful. On the open plains of Texas, longhorns are idling in pastures, some grazing, some lazing, some sleeping in the hush of night. Just across the lake, a raft of loons are resting on the water, an overnight visit on their journey from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico. On the island of St. Helena, there lives an adorable 187-year-old tortoise named Jonathan, the oldest known living land animal in the world. And at this moment, he's probably lumbering across a grassy field, his eyes blinking wisely, his head poking down from time to time to chomp on some grass. And just think of the plant life growing all across this world of ours. Lush landscapes flourishing with roots and trunks, branches and leaves, stems and petals. Why, there are trees, bushes, and flowers sprouting and budding in every patch of soil and sliver of sunlight. Seagrass is covering saltwater meadows, moss carpeting riverside stones. African violets are blooming in Serengeti woodlands, Japanese maple shedding leaves in Yamanashi gardens. Vines are climbing up fences, ferns shading in forests, daisies swaying on roadsides, aspens rising from valleys. As we sit by our beloved lake, human beings all across this globe are doing every curious thing that people do. They are seeing sights and thinking thoughts. Mothers and fathers are singing lullabies to newborn sons and daughters. A student is learning a language, a singer humming a ballad. A teacher is imparting knowledge, an artist revealing beauty. Snorkelers are exploring underwater worlds. Scientists researching microscopic realms. Athletes are running laps. Mountaineers scaling slopes. Gardeners are planting seeds. Big brothers skipping stones. Travelers boarding trains. Surfers catching waves. Ball players are throwing passes. Cooks stirring sauces. Poets penning verses. Farmers picking berries. Skiers carving hillsides. Leaders giving speeches. Doctors hearing heartbeats. And kids building forts and jumping rope and playing tag. At this very second, an adventurer is arriving home after a long journey, with heroic tales to recount to the one that he or she loves. Someone is daydreaming under the cover of clouds. Someone else reveling in the splendor of sunlight. Someone is floating freely in zero gravity. Someone else cannonballing off a diving board. Someone is peering down at a caterpillar. Someone else staring up at a mountain. People are calculating equations, baking souffles, and watching sunsets. They are somersaulting and storytelling, dancing and singing, working and playing, rising and sleeping. At this precise second, someone out there is seeing the shapes of animals in clouds. Someone else is blowing out candles on a cake. Someone else is playing with a tiger cub. Think of the thousands of languages being spoken. Millions of words assembled into endless variations of stories, expressions, answers, and questions. Such an abundance of souls roam this earth. A boundless array of human minds and faces. Yet all of us sharing a common journey. Each of us wishing and wondering, breathing this air and seeing this sky. Just imagine the billions of hearts that are beating, lungs breathing, and minds musing. Consider the kisses being kissed, dreams being dreamed, and lives being lived this very instant. We can't be sure who or where. We are certain that at this moment, another human being is gazing up at the sky, mesmerized, just like us. And since at any given moment, the present moment is all we ever have. In this instant, in this magnificent moment, we have everything. And with that, Zoe and Grandpa sat in silence for a few minutes, allowing the universe to unfold in all its patience and beauty. The lake rippling, the trees swaying, the sky expanding, the stars shimmering. They listened as the delicate waves curled up against the rocks. The breeze coasted through the trees, and the call of a loon echoed across the lake. Venus abided in the sky, calm and radiant, as if watching over the night. And then a last meteor soared above the horizon, a slow, purposeful beam of light streaking splendidly like the final note in a majestic symphony. And young Zoe, inspired and exhausted, was ready to doze off to sleep, her eyelids heavy, her breath soft and deep. Grandpa guided her back inside, up the stairs, and into her room. She climbed into bed and allowed her head to fall into the pillow. Grandpa tucked her in with a kiss on the forehead and wished her a wonderful sleep. Zoe closed her eyes and began drifting off to an ocean of gratitude and wonderment, rolling and flowing in her heart. She thought of porch lights rippling on water and comets sailing around the sun. She thought of her favorite place on the planet, a swinging bench on a cozy deck by a quiet lake under shining stars. She thought warmly of her dear grandpa and all of his magical stories about the universe. Her imagination floating between coins and fountains, clouds and skies, meteors over mountains, and whales under tides. Her breath eased to a tender rhythm, like a cascade of comfort washing over her. Each inhale, an embrace. Each exhale, a release. She delighted in the softness of her bed, in the quiet stillness of the moment. Starlight glowed in through the window, and the soothing sounds of breeze and waves whispered in from outside. Cozy under the covers with Snug the dinosaur, breathing slowly, peacefully, enwrapped in the warmth and safety of her bed, Zoe drifted off to the soundest of sleeps and the sweetest of dreams.